November 8, no boundary lines. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Those who follow Jesus will be laborers together with God. They will not walk in darkness, but will find the true path where Jesus, the light of the world, leads the way. And as they bend their steps Zionward, moving on in faith, they will attain unto a bright experience in the things of God. The mission of Christ, so dimly understood, so faintly comprehended, that called him from the throne of God to the mystery of the altar of the cross of Calvary, will more and more unfold to the mind, and it will be seen that in the sacrifice of Christ are found the spring and principle of every other mission of love. Jesus taught his followers that they were debtors both to the Jews and to the Greeks, to the wise and the unwise, and gave them to understand that race distinction, caste, and lines of division made by man were not approved of heaven and were to have no influence in the work of disseminating the gospel. The disciples of Christ were not to make distinctions between their neighbors and their enemies, but they were to regard every man as a neighbor who needed help, and they were to look upon the world as their field of labor, seeking to save the lost. Jesus has given to every man his work, taking him from the narrow circle which his selfishness has prescribed, annihilating territorial lines and all artificial distinctions of society. He marks off no limited boundary for missionary zeal, but bids his followers extend their labors to the uttermost parts of the earth. The Lord Jesus is our efficiency in all things. His Spirit is to be our inspiration, and as we place ourselves in his hands to be channels of light, our means of doing good will never be exhausted, for the resources of the power of Jesus Christ are to be at our command. We may draw upon his fullness and receive of that grace which has no limit. The captain of our salvation at every step would teach us that almighty power is at the demand of living faith. He says, "Without me ye can do nothing," but again declares that greater works than these shall ye do, because I go unto my Father.